Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Jena ġazmin saliba, nsalmu l-komun għakom għal-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimata l-program il-Balomba, program imtella me rappresentanza tal-Kommissjoni Ewropea f'Malta, u li fiħna tuħarsa lejn aħbarijiet li kunu edin seħħum l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej, b'mod partikolari anka dak li tkun edha t-diskuti. F'dan il-moment partikolari anka il-Kommissjoni Ewropea, Kommissjoni Ewropea li għanda numru ta' responsabilitajiet li edha tħares lejhom, mod partikolari anka dawk li huma ikkonċernaw mod speċifiku anka il-qasam tal-kontrolli fuq il-qassim tal-vaċċin, is-sitwazzjoni tal-COVID-19, l-aspetti ekonomiċi, insomma, il-numru ta' elementi illi qegħdin jiġu ikkonsidrati u maħsuba bħalissa. Però aktar kmini matul din il-ġimgħa kien hemm numru ta' aspetti wkoll li ġew diskussi fuq oqsma li sejrin nitkellmu nittrattaw matul dawn l-aħħar sigħat u ovvjament fil-momenti illi ġejjin. Mod partikolari kien hemm laqgħa tal-Kunsill tal-Affarijiet Barranin tal-Politika Estera, ġifieri tal-Unjoni Ewropea, illi trattat il-sitwazzjoni fil-Myanmar, il-kwistjoni tar-Russja, Hong Kong u anka il-prioritajiet diplomatiċi li huma marbutin ma' dak li qiegħed jiġri fil-kuntest ta' sitwazzjoni tal-pandemija. Fil-fatt kien hemm ukoll il-tħabbir ta' numru ta' deċiżjonijiet li jikkonċernaw il-futur tal-Mediterran. Mediterran li allura huwa xi ħaġa li tikkonċernana, tikkonċernana mill-qrib b'mod partikolari fuq il-ħtieġa li jkun hemm indirizz lejn l-inugwaljanzi li jeżistu fir-reġjun tal-Mediterran. Fil-fatt dan kien anka parti mill-temi li kienu diskussi fil-kuntest tal-Kumitat tar-Reġuni tal-Unjoni Ewropea u li kienet iħares lejn il-mod kif għandha tiġi indirizzata il-politika b'dan il-mod. Aspett ieħor li kien hemm trattat però anka fil-kuntest tal-Mediterran kien li kien hemm il-politika għal mod kif għandha jkun hemm iktar relazzjonijiet b'saħħithom u sani bejn il-pajjiżi li hemm fuq il-fruntieri tal-Mediterran kien fin-naħa ta' fuq u anka fuq in-naħa ta' isfel. Intant fil-kuntest ta' dak li kien qed jiġi diskuss ukoll kien hemm qatt ta' punti li ġew indirizzati bl-iktar mod wiesa fejn tikkonċerna s-sitwazzjoni tal-mod kif għandhom ikunu il-prioritajiet ekonomiċi għal-futur tal-Unjoni Ewropea wara il-pandemija. Fil-fatt di kienet it-tema li kienet trattata minn panel tal-ogħla livell il fija kien hemm diskussjoni kemm il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew David Sassoli, kemm il-President Portugiż tal-Parlament Portugiż Ferro Rodriguez, is-Segretarju Ġenerali tal-Ġusma u dalli kollha b'xi mod niżġu l-iktar punt importanti fil-dikjarazzjonijiet tagħhom l-aspetti li għandu ikun hemm modi li kien hemm xi talima li x'nieħdu nħoduha u li fuqha nibnu l-fażijiet futuri tal-progress fiħdan l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Dawn jinkludu fost l-oħrajn il-mod kif għandha tkun ir-riċerka, pjanifikazzjoni, distribuzzjoni u l-użu tal-xjenza u l-vaċinazzjoni il-programm li qegħdin ġimplimentati. Għandek l-aspetti tal-importanza li tibqa' tingħata lit-tibdil fil-klima, kif ukoll elementi importanti marbutin mal-użu tal-finanzjamenti tal-Unjoni Ewropea u anka elementi ta' governanza. Dwar dan l-aspett u b'mod fit-tul tkellmet ukoll anka il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen li għamlet referenza għal Next Generation EU funds il-fondi li hemm għall-irkupru li qed jiġu preżentati mill-istess Kummissjoni Ewropea. Fatt il-President tal-Kummissjoni von der Leyen tkellmet ukoll dwar ir-rwol kostruttiv li għandhom jkollhom il-Parlamenti Nazzjonali tal-Istati Varji tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex ikun hemm anka il-mod li biha tkun tista' tiġi mnaqxa id-dimensjoni futura tal-Unjoni Ewropea u tal-pajjiżi membri tagħha. Kelliema oħra kien il-President tal-Kunsill Ewropew Charles Michel li tkellem dwar l-ekonomiji li qegħdin joħorġu issa minn din il-fażi, minn fażi għall-oħra kważi kważi tal-pandemija, għandhom ikunu mibnija dwar il-klima u l-aspett digitali. Prioritajiet illi l-istnet u stabilixiet li huma anka minnaħa tagħha l-Ewropa. Tkellmet ukoll il-President tal-Bank Ċentrali Ewropew Christine Lagarde li tkellmet dwar l-importanza illi ikun hemm kemm il-protezzjoni u anka it-trasformazzjoni ta' l-ekonomiji varji Ewropej. Ser nisimgħu id-diskors li għamlet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen waqt din is-sessjoni partikolari li fiha ġiet trattati l-isfidi li ser ikun hemm għall-futur ta' l-ekonomiji Ewropej.
Well, for your comments and your invitation to us. And I'll give the floor to President of the Commission Ursula von der Leyen. She's connected with us, I believe. There you are. So, President, you have the floor.
Grazie, Presidente. President Ferro Rodriguez, honorable members of the European Parliament and of the national parliaments. Your presence today testifies a very simple fact. Our recovery plan, Next Generation EU, belongs to all Europeans. We crafted it here in Brussels with one objective in mind. All European countries should have the resources to lift their people out of this crisis, and particularly those countries that have been hit the hardest. All Europeans must be given a chance to recover from the corona crisis. And this is why Europe will raise 750 billion euros and distribute them, these resources, to all member states. It is kind of a helping hand from Europe to all Europeans. And I'm glad that recently the European Parliament has approved our recovery and resilience facility by an overwhelming majority. Over 80% of the House has supported our proposal. Today, Europe is united in the fight against COVID, but this shows we remain united in recovery. Now, it is up to every country in our union to make good use of this opportunity made in Europe. Seven European countries, including Portugal, have already ratified the own resources decision. That is how we will fund Next Generation EU. And I encourage all of you to do the same as a matter of urgency. Because only with the ratified own resources decision can we put the fuel in the recovery. And the people of Europe cannot wait. Our collective future is now entirely in your hands, the hands of the parliaments in Europe. The next step will be to bring Next Generation EU into life in each of your countries. Europe is providing every member state with a unique opportunity to kind of restart its economy. It's up to you to seize this opportunity. And you've just heard from Antonio Guterres, the recovery is not about turning the clocks back to a year ago. This is the time to build forward better, as he said. And with Next Generation EU, we can shape a better economy for Europe. Of course, our most urgent task is to help healthy businesses pull through the crisis and create new jobs. But as we do so, we should also aim at making Europe greener, more digital, and more inclusive. And today I would like to give you three examples of what Next Generation EU can do in your countries. First, Next Generation EU can cut our CO2 emissions while creating jobs already in the short term. And let me show you how with a very basic example. The construction sector was hit very hard by the lockdowns and it has not fully recovered yet. Next Generation EU can help fixing this. Over half of residential buildings in Europe are more than 50 years old, Millions of Europeans are used to drafty windows and oiled old boilers. This isn't just uncomfortable in cold times, it is a massive waste of energy. With Next Generation EU, we would like to launch a renovation wave of residential buildings all across Europe. And this will cut our emissions, make our homes more comfortable, and breathe new life in the construction sector. Is this the right solution for your country or your region? Only you can tell us. You know best what kind of green investment your country needs most. Be it from energy infrastructure and hydrogen valleys to the restoration perhaps of forests and biodiversity. So national recovery plans represent the opportunity to make your country greener while lifting up the economy. The second example. Next Generation EU can and should start off a digital decade for Europe. This is, of course, about building the infrastructure our businesses are longing for, from 5G and 6G to safe data spaces. But this is also, and I would say crucially, about our most important asset, and that is people. During the pandemic, businesses of all kinds have digitalized their operations like never before. Some simply started, for example, selling their products online. Many others invested in new software, on new applications, on artificial intelligence. Not all workers and businesses are keeping pace with such rapid innovation. Next Generation EU has something for them too. It can finance digital education for workers who see their workplace changing before their eyes. For those who've lost their jobs and need to learn new skills, for example, Next Generation is there too. But also for teachers or other public sector workers, for example, it can help business owners who are not digital natives to find the digital solutions they need in a changing world. And here again, every European country has specific needs, from networks to e-government, from innovation hubs to perhaps digitalizing your schools. This is the moment for each member state to chart its own path into Europe's digital decade. And last but not least, we must make sure that all Europeans get a fair chance to move out of the crisis. Some have described the pandemic as the great equalizer. This is so untrue. And the other speakers mentioned it. Women lost their jobs more easily than men. Young people looking for their first job were often discouraged. The coming months will be crucial to address these rising inequalities and build a fairer economy for the future. And since the start of the pandemic, Europe has already taken action. We reinforced, for example, the youth guarantee so that all Europeans under the age of 30 who come out of education or lose their job can get a new opportunity within 4 months. Or we launched a pact for skills to give workers the skills they need in an evolving labor market. And more proposals will come in early March when we will present our action plan to implement the European Pillar of Social Rights ahead of the Social Summit in Porto. And again, Next Generation EU will bring fresh resources to invest in skills, in equal opportunities for women and for the younger generations. This is the moment to bring the social dimension into the recovery. Well, these are the goals we have agreed together with the 27 governments and the European Parliament: a green recovery, a digital recovery, a fair recovery for all. This is the only path towards a resilient recovery, a recovery that can stand the test of time. And in the coming months, every country will have to come up with the best projects and reforms to make the most out of Next Generation EU? We encourage national parliaments to contribute to this process. The resources will come from Europe, but the ideas must come from every country. We need your scrutiny and your commitment to turn European investment into local growth. And the European Parliament will be involved every step of the way. Every national plan will be transmitted to the European Parliament. The Commission will listen to your views in regular dialogues, and we will take them into account in assessing the plans. It's a matter of transparency, because Next Generation EU belongs to all Europeans. And I know it may sound strange to talk about recovery as the pandemic still rages on. These are difficult weeks in Portugal and in other places across our continent. Today we are not yet where we would like to be in combating the virus. We have to find rapid responses, for example, to the rising threat of variants. And this is the reason why the Commission launched the HERA incubator last week. That is a public-private cooperation of science, the health sector, authorities like the EMA, and industry, to screen for variants, if necessary to adapt the vaccines, then to steer clinical trials in Europe, and most important, to manufacture existing and new vaccines at scale, mass manufacturing. I have no doubt that Europe will recover. All countries, big and small, at the four corners of our continent, will recover from this health crisis together. And when all 27 will have ratified the own resources decision, kind of new oxygen will flow into our economy. Next Generation EU is for all of Europe, and all of Europe will share in its success. In every capital, in every government and parliament across our continent. In other words, Europe needs all of you, all of us. Europe will be what we want it to be. So let's all go to work. Thank you for listening to me, and long live Europe.
Għal-iswajna il-diskors tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, Ursula von der Leyen, li għamlet referenza ħafna għal Next Generation EU u anka għal fondi u għal Green Deal. Se nitkellmu wkoll dwar l-aspett u l-importanza tal-qasam ambientali, illi diġa tkellimna dwar u anka forsi fil-passat, u se rikomplu nitkellmu dwar u anka fil-snin li ġejjin mingħajr da dubju. Anka fuq l-agenda nazjonali għaliex kif għedna l-Kummissjoni Ewropea, anka stajna nisimgħu ftit tal-ħin ilu taħt it-mexxija ta' von der Leyen, ħafna min-negozjati diffiċli waslu biex il-pajjiżi Ewropej u ftit tal-ġimgħat ilu anka l-Parlament Ewropew japprova l-pakkett ta' fondi tal-kupru bħala Next Generation EU, 70% minnhom se jkunu dedikati għal proġetti ambjentali li jilħu l-oġġettivi tal-European Green Deal. U bosta gvernijiet diġa qed jadottaw għal din ir-realtà, naraw kemm f'Malta waqt anke fl-Italja ħolqien ta' ministeru, fatt anke Draghi ftit tal-ġranet ilu, ħoloq ministeru illi jiġbor flimkien is-sostenibilità u l-intrapriża. The way to go forward. Pratikament din hija l-indikazzjoni li qegħdin jagħtu f'dan il-rigward. Fil-fatt, Malta mhux l-unika sitwazzjoni jew hija xi ħaġa ġdida. Il-fondi tal-Europa ntużaw biex kemm fuq livell infrastrutturali u anka livell ambientali ikolna din il-possibilità u anka nkun qegħdin narawha b'mod tangibbli, b'mod viżibbli. Kważi nitkellmu fuq fortifikazzjonijiet jew flyovers, wkoll kien hemm fondi Ewropej li ntużaw għal dan elan, imma hemm investiment illi forsi illum dat-temp illi kellna dan l-aħħar il-klima ta' pajjiżna hija marbuta ma' xejn ma tagħmel ix-xita, mala jien indunaw li konna problemi. Għax kważi kważi konna sitwazzjoni ta' għararu, għal-dan kien hemm fondi li ġew indirizzati propju biex tiġi indirizzata din is-sitwazzjoni. Għaliex nafu illi beta jkun hemm da tip ta' maltemp ikunu rridu nieħdu ħsieb dan l-aspett. U il-riżultat, meta tagħmel ħafna xita kif tafu ġieli konna ħarar li waqa fit-traffiku u f'xi każijiet jipperikola ħajjet in-nies. Għal ħarar li konna naraw f'Birkirkara f'din u l-imsida kienu xi ħaġa li aċċettajni jew bħal kważi ħaġa li ngħidu hija normali. Kien ikun hemm anke memes fuq il-mezzi soċjali naħseb tiftakru wkoll kif il-widi magħrufa b'Malta kienu jispiċċaw x'mara realtà li konna kważi niċċajtaw fuqha. Però bil-fondi ta' koeżjoni partikolari għal dawk għall-iżvilupp reġjonali li RDF kien hemm impenn biex tinstab soluzzjoni fuq medda twila ta' żmien għal din il-problema. U fil-fatt, proġett ta' 40 miljun euro kien imniedi madwar 10 snin ilu fuq bażi ta' pjan dettaljat li fuq ġew identifikati dawk iż-żoni li kienu jeħtieġu azzjoni immedjata. Lakin li tibbena sistema ta' infrastruttura li tista' tindirizza l-ilmijiet fid-direzzjoni mixtieqa, proġett li involva il-bini ta' kilometraġġ twil ta' mini taħt il-wiċċ tat-toroq minn fejn se ta' jgħaddi l-ilma biex kemm jista' jkun it-toroq jibqgħu ħiesa minn kemm jista' jkun mill-ilmijiet li jaħkmu. F'dawk il-momenti eċċezzjonali. Dan il-proċess tlesta fuq medda ta' 5 snin u tqassam f'ħames fażijiet bl-aktar parti estensiva tiegħu tkun nina ta' 11 km ta' Birkirkara u ta' Xbiex. Waħda mill-iktar żoni li kienet toħloq periklu ma' kull maltempata l-issir. Il-fondi tal-Ewropa f'dan il-għan waslu biex nina tħaffret 20 metri taħt l-art u hija wiesa 7 metri u barra minn hekk inbnew numru ta' ġibjuni kbar f'partijiet minn Nabilan jkun jista' jinġibar l-ilma flokki spiċċa fil-baħar. Dan l-ilma se ta' jintuża fuq sistemi ta' irrigazzjoni biex jintemma falura l-ilma fl-ekwifer, għal se tolqot mhux ġebel għasafar u ġebel f'dan il-każ, imma ħafna liqib ħafna ilma. L-infrastruttura ġiet inkludu wkoll mini simili fuq sman ispiss jintlaqtu mill-arar fosthom ġabad żebbuġ, żona bejn il-qormi u l-Marsa, kif ukoll iż-żoni f'ħażabbar u wet il-ħajn. Juma fost l-aktar mil-quta fin-nofsinhar ta' Malta. B'kollox imbnew aktar minn 20 km ta' mini, iżda l-proġett ma ħares biss lejn l-element fiżiku, iżda anke dak tekniku bl-introduzzjoni ta' sistemi ġodda ta' ġestjoni u manutenzjoni. Naturalment it-toroq ta' pajjiżna baqgħu tal-istess daqs waqt il-bini żdied, ġifieri ma nistgħux ngħidu li wassolva kollox, iżda ċertament is-sitwazzjoni ġiet imtejba u imsaħħa anke biex ikun hemm inqas periklu għal min juża it-toroq. Aspetti ieħor ta' politika barranija li fuq tkellmet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar jiem kienet l-aġenda ġdida għad-dinja, b'mod partikolari l-qasam transatlantiku, dan wara li kellna f'tl-aħħar ġranet kemm l-elezzjoni tal-President Amerikan il-ġdid Joe Biden li daħal fis-seħ u anka fil-kuntest dan kollu. Kellna laqgħa importanti dwar is-sigurtà li hija saret fil-belt ta' Munich. Saret fil-belt ta' Munich, biex ngħidu hekk, is-sede virtwali għaliex il-konferenza prattikament saret b'mod virtwali kif drajna issa ħafna mill-konferenzi jsiru f'dan il-mod u kellna wkoll il-parteċipazzjoni tal-Presidenza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen dwar dan l-aspett. Nisimgħu x'kellha xi tgħid il-President von der Leyen dwar din it-tema.
Climate change is the looming crisis behind COVID. And we are really excited that President Biden rejoined the Paris Agreement on his very first day in office. And I'm sure a shared transatlantic commitment to a net zero emissions pathway by 2050 would make climate neutrality a new global benchmark. I also commend President Biden's initiative to host a Climate Leaders Summit on Earth Day, because now is the time for action. This is also true when it comes to the digital world and the impact it has on our democracies. At its most basic, we want to make sure that what is illegal offline is also illegal online. And we want clear requirements
that Internet firms take responsibility for the content they distribute, promote, and remove. Today, I want to invite our American friends to join our initiatives. Together, we could create a digital economy rulebook that is valid worldwide. A set of rules based on our values, human rights and pluralism, inclusion and the protection of privacy. A new global agenda, a more globally oriented US, and a more capable Europe. This is how we can tackle the challenges, and Europe is ready for this.
Ġejna fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balon bajjina madarxejn ringrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni u nawguralkom il-komplement tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.